Russia is calling on civilians in the Kherson region to leave as Ukrainian forces gain ground in the southeast.
Every day, strikes hit the cities of the Kherson region. They deal serious damage, first and foremost, to the people. I'm asking the leadership of Russia to help organize an evacuation.
All right, for more on this, Charles Stratford joins me from Kryvyi Rih in eastern Ukraine. Charles, it seems Russians are taking very seriously the possibility that Ukrainians may retake Kherson in the coming days or weeks.
That's right. Certainly, according to the Russian installed official inside Kherson, as you heard that soundbite there, building on that, he said that he suggests that all people, in his words, who want to avoid missile strikes from the Ukrainians should take their children and leave the city. It's very difficult indeed to verify solid information coming from inside occupied Kherson, as you can imagine. The Ukrainians here, very nervous about giving press access close to the front lines. What we do know, though, is that in recent weeks, the Ukrainians have indeed recaptured a vast amount of territory, most especially on the West Bank, heading north down towards the city of Kherson. Kherson of huge strategic importance, basically the gateway regional capital to northern Crimea and the base from which Russian forces were launching their offensive, trying to push up to capture all of Kherson. Kherson region, of course, one of the four regions that Russia is claiming to have annexed or wanting to annex. We know that there are thousands of civilians inside that city. We were in that area, relatively close to it yesterday. A lot of, as you can imagine, Ukrainian military in that area. We saw tanks, we saw helicopter gunships, Ukrainian forces dug in and around the fields. We spoke to civilians in that area. Areas of land that have been recaptured in recent weeks. They're very nervous about a potential push by the Russians again to recapture territory that they have lost. The big fear is that obviously as the Ukrainians continue this push south towards Kherson, and every day they claim to have recaptured another settlement. According to one Ukrainian official here, he's saying that around 75 settlements have been recaptured from Russians in the last few weeks. But yeah, we also know that there are a lot of Russian soldiers inside Kherson. It's understood that many of them are special forces. There's a lot of Russian military equipment in there, and they, we understand, are going to find it very difficult to escape quickly if there was to be a push by Ukrainian forces on Kherson, because most of the bridges have either been destroyed or partially destroyed. So, of course, that has huge implications for the civilians there. But let's bear in mind, what would an evacuation look like? We know that a lot of the people, a lot of the civilians in Kherson, frankly, do not want to be part of Russia. They would be very reluctant to be evacuated to the Russian side. Would they prefer to have potentially an evacuation corridor to the Ukrainian side? Is that a feasible option? Could that happen? Would the Russians allow it? There's a lot of unanswered questions. At this stage, that seems highly doubtful. But, yeah, of great concern now, big worries for thousands of civilians inside Kherson. But as I say, very difficult indeed to really verify, solidly verify exactly what's going on.
No, absolutely. You're doing, and our teams on the ground are doing their best to verify the information that they can. Charles Stratford reporting live from eastern Ukraine. Appreciate it.